Welcome to WaveWriter Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. Let's dive in.
Markets are flashing green at midday, but here's the problem. Volume is running at a fraction of normal, and the one name doing the heavy lifting is up 15% with a risk meter pegged above 100%. This is not a recovery. This is a waiting room. Let's break down what's actually happening beneath the surface.
Yeah, and the waiting room metaphor is exactly right, because the vital signs are what you have to watch here, not the headline number.
So let's start with Tuesday. S&P down 0.9%, NASDAQ off a full percent, Iran tensions, crude oil up 4.7%. Now it's Wednesday midday, and we're seeing some green. What are you actually seeing here?
Okay, so this is like a patient sitting up in bed after surgery. Technically improving, but nobody's discharging them yet.
Right.
The vital signs tell the real story. Arvol readings across the continuation scan are 0.2 to...
Which is basically nothing.
Basically nothing, yeah. Well below average. This is not institutional accumulation. It's a low conviction drift.
Right. And the breadth data?
Only 4% of signals are registering very bullish. The 40 SMA sentiment is still bearish. But here's the thing. Bulls are outnumbering bears 310 to 68.
Wait, that sounds bullish to me. Bulls outnumber bears almost 5 to 1? Why aren't you treating it that way?
I know. And that's the trap. It's a numerical edge, not a conviction signal. Only 4% of those bulls are very bullish. That's a crowd that's leaning positive, but not putting real money behind it.
Okay.
And you've got this time frame divergence happening. 67% of names are above the 20 SMA, so short-term breadth is improving, but the intermediate trend? Still negative. That's why the bias is neutral, not bullish.
So where is the money actually going? And, I mean, equally important, where is it running from?
Energy is king. RSPG sitting at a 4.06 score, 81st percentile. It's been dominant since early February.
Even today?
Even today. It's pulling back 0.75%, but it's still top quartile. The Iran conflict keeps a floor under it. As long as crude holds above Tuesday's settlement at 74.58, dip buying energy is the playbook. And the bottom, healthcare. RSPH at negative 1.34, sitting at the 0th percentile.
Zero?
Zero. And here's the thing, I've never actually seen this number before. All-time low in the sector momentum study. It's been deteriorating since late January with no stabilization signal. This is not a dip to...
Buy, right. I was going to say the same thing.
Exactly. Stay away.
Wow, I mean, zero percentile. Okay, and there's this tech story brewing too, right? RSPT?
Yeah, that's the sleeper story. Equal weight tech up 1.84% today. When the bench players are outperforming the starters, it tells you the game isn't lost, but the team's identity is shifting.
Energy at the top, healthcare at the bottom, and a tape that's moving on thin air. Let's get into the specific names generating momentum today, because in a market this quiet, the names that are actually moving tell you everything about where conviction actually lives. Coin is up 15%. Is that the real deal or just crypto noise?
It's real. Coin at 209.77, up 15%. Magnify episodic pivot setup with institutional backing. Arvol at 0.7, which is the highest relative volume of the momentum names.
But?
I mean, look, it's real, but at 102% ATR, I would not be adding. I'd be managing what I already have.
So you're saying it's real, but you wouldn't be adding here?
Exactly. This is a max effort move. Position sizing has to reflect that. 205 was the support to hold. 215 is the near-term target. Below 200, the thesis is invalidated.
Okay, and what about the other crypto names?
Coin at 32.59, up 12.6%, but Arvol is only 0.3. Same crypto sentiment tailwind, no institutional quality confirmation. The bifurcation in crypto exposure is real and it matters.
Right. Now walk me through the mRNA setup, a stock that gaps down 4.5% and then gets good news mid-session. How do you take that?
Classic bad open, good news setup. mRNA gapped down 4.54% at the open. Then a litigation settlement catalyst hit mid-session. SIP signal at 14.08.
And that's genuine?
The settlement is a genuine fundamental catalyst shift, not technical noise. Key level is the $50 reclaim on confirming volume. That's the trigger.
What's the target?
53 to 54. But fail below 48.50 and the gap down resumes. It's that simple.
And energy?
CVI at 26.16, up 4.5%. The specific energy name riding crude's 4.7% Tuesday surge, consistent with the energy thesis.
Coin up 15 with a 102% ATR read, mRNA reversing a gap on a settlement catalyst. Those are the stories with legs. Let's talk about what's not worth trading today, because the 20% study is generating some names that look tempting and aren't. The 20% study names from March 3rd, are any of them actionable or is this a minefield?
Minefield. IREX, CWVX, SOLT, CRDU, all crypto or leveraged ETF structures sitting 80 to 91% off their 52-week highs.
Ouch.
I keep thinking about it like, you know those houses in a flood zone that are listed at a discount? Yeah, that's what these are. Yes, they're cheap, but there's a reason. When something is 90% off its high and it's a leveraged ETF, the discount is the risk, not the opportunity.
So avoid?
Avoid. They're not generating clean institutional entries. Don't treat them as dip buy opportunities.
What about FRMI?
FRMI at 9.20, demand zone between 8.665 and 9.09, strength reading 8.0. Speculative watch only if you want a controlled bounce, not a conviction trade.
And GTLB, negative SIP on a name already down 58% from its high. Is there any scenario where that's a contrarian buy?
Honestly, no. There's no contrarian case. Bad fundamentals are accelerating the decline. This isn't a misunderstood stock. It's a confirmed breakdown. This is the mirror image of mRNA. Same SIP signal type, opposite implication.
How so?
mRNA got a catalyst that can reverse a bad open. GTLB got confirmation that the bad news is real. Avoid the long side entirely.
So the 20% study is mostly a minefield, GTLB is a hard avoid, and FRMI is the one speculative watch with defined levels. That brings us to the afternoon. Let's talk about what actually matters for the next few hours, where the real risk is, and what you're watching into the close. Give me the afternoon playbook in plain terms. What are you watching and what are you avoiding?
Three buckets. Bucket one, favor. Energy on dips. RSPG pulling back 0.75% today, but still 81st percentile. Dip buying energy is the playbook as long as crude holds above 74.58. CVI remains the specific name within that thesis.
Got it.
Bucket two, selective tech. RSPT's 1.84% gain is the contrarian opportunity.
Wait, you're recommending tech in a market where RVOL is this suppressed? That feels like a stretch.
It's not a conviction buy, it's a screen. You're looking for names with RVOL above 0.7 and defined level structure. Don't chase the index move, find the names with actual structure behind them.
Okay, fair. And bucket three?
Avoid. Healthcare at the 0th percentile all-time low and consumer discretionary near multi-month lows. No stabilization signal in either. Stay flat or short biased.
What about active position management?
Coin at 205 is non-negotiable. Hold above keeps the 215 target alive. Break below 200 is the exit.
And mRNA?
$50 reclaim on volume is the confirmation trigger. Below 48.50, exit and let the gap down resume.
Okay, but here's the big question. Crude was up 4.7% Tuesday. If oil gives back those gains this afternoon, what breaks first?
Energy breaks first. RSPG loses its floor and the one sector that's been doing the homework all week starts to look like everyone else.
And then?
You know what keeps me up about this afternoon? That's when the broad tape gets nervous again. The Iran bid was the only thing keeping energy elevated, and energy has been the only sector with real momentum. Crude holding 74.58 is the single most important number into the close.
If that breaks, the whole stabilization thesis comes into question.
Exactly. The whole thing unravels.
So just to recap, we're favoring energy on dips as long as crude holds, being selective in tech with RSPT as the contrarian play, and avoiding healthcare and discretionary entirely.
That's right. And honestly, the RVOL staying suppressed means no institutional conviction. Any afternoon rally without volume improvement should be treated with skepticism.
What's the overall bias?
Cautiously neutral. Favor energy and selective tech, avoid healthcare and discretionary, know your levels, because thin volume tapes punish sloppy entries.
All right. Crude at 74.58, coin at 205, mRNA at 50. Those are the numbers. The patient is sitting up in bed, but the vital signs aren't strong enough to go home yet. We'll be back for the final hour update. This has been the Wave Rider Midday Wave.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. See you next time.